Welcome to El Proceso. Life is a book, and on this page, I have the honor of talking to Mr. John, the Scorpio, artist, local from Raleigh, making music, grinding. We work together at Brio. I enjoy his very, you'll learn, a very wise young man. I will just go ahead and get into this segment, let you guys enjoy it. He doesn't even know I'm recording. I kind of just pressed it just because he was in the zone. I wanted you guys to hear his talk about astrology. So, tune in.
So reality in life too, like the darker sides of life. You feel me? Like, yeah. I'm in tune with both sides. Like, I try to come at the middle point and find a balance. Because, like, I'm not trying to scare you or nothing, bro.
No, for real. Like, go ahead, talk your shit, man.
I'm into, like, magic and stuff like that. Like yeah, mysticism and occult stuff.
Are you?
Yeah.
What got you into that? What was it for? What was your first experience of cult or something?
It's just by nature, bro. That's what Scorpio. I don't know you. Like you said, you're not too much into.
Well, I don't really know anything about horoscopes.
I'm gonna try to put you on. I know you're not really into it.
Yeah, it doesn't come naturally. Yeah.
But there is a method behind all of that stuff.
And yeah.
Once you get familiar with the zodiacs, the energy it represents, and different characteristics of each sign,
yeah,
it helps you better understand people. Like, bro, I'm trying to tell
you, I see what you're saying.
It's gonna help you understand people. It's like, wow, this person's carrying this type of energy. He must
based
be,
off of the month they were born.
Right. And it's almost universal everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But there's different things that factor in between that stuff. Like, a person's sun sign and their ascendant sign may be different. Like, for example, like, my sun sign is in Scorpio. My ascendant sign is in Sagittarius. So therefore, I have Sagittarian energy to me too, which represents fire, boldness, passion, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like, somebody might be have some Scorpio sign with their ascendant in Libra, meaning that they're more social, more this and that. Somebody might have a sun Scorpio sign, sun in Scorpio and ascendant in Gemini, which makes them totally different.
What's ascendant? What is
ascendant? Is like how people perceive you on their first impression, how you come off, the energy you come off on your first impression.
Okay, I see.
And my ascendant sign is in the constellation of Sagittarius. So that, like, all you got to do, like, there's websites that you can go to, like Astroseek, and it expounds upon it, like, in detail and stuff. But it's beautiful. I love astrology. Because it, like me, I've always...
So you research astrology on your own, just for fun.
I'm about to get into it. When I became 21, bro, my whole life changed. Like,
what happened?
Everything... Well, first of all, I grew up Christian, and I've always been one to seek the truth, bro. Like, I always wanted to know my purpose. Why was I here? Like, I question everything. Like,
that's a
why? I always want to know why.
Okay.
So then, you know, 21, like, the church wasn't cutting it for me. I wasn't getting the answers I was looking for. I wasn't getting the feeling that I wanted. Like, people's energy was not even the same as mine, and I realized that wasn't for me. For lack of better words, bro, I was indoctrinated from a young child to believe this one group of ideology, because my mom believed that. Her mom's Catholic, and you know what I'm saying, all that stuff, like, it's from the family. And it's just like, I reached a point where I wanted to find my own truth. So that's when I left religion, and 21 is when I started to get into esotericism and mysticism and occult stuff. And then it's just like that led into that led down different paths of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And from 21 up till now, I'm about to be 29 in November. Like, it's like each year from then has just been like a progression of like just self-awareness and expanded consciousness. Like, I know myself a lot better than I did 7 years ago. Way better. Like, and
of course,
my
by
thing
nature.
Is like, I wanted to know other people. Why do they act like that? I couldn't understand nobody else if I didn't know myself. So
I had to understand
myself to the T.
Yeah.
Like, go deep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Scorpio, so by nature, we dive deep. So sometimes we go too deep, you feel me? And I just go deep, bro. And everything I do, I try to put my best
foot. I bet the ladies love it.
They do, bro.
Ah!
Yeah, bro.
No, man, I had no idea you had this
state of mind here, man. Like, you just took me to another dimension the way you're talking. And not to say that I perceived you as a certain way. I'm just saying, like, it was just unexpected. You just hit me with some very, like... I mean, I guess it would be off the wall to some, but to me, it's intriguing.
I'm trying to explain to you kind of like the basic concepts of astrology, because a lot of people that aren't into it don't know anything about it.
So what is astrology?
Astrology.
What's the definition of astrology?
I don't know the actual definition of astrology, but the best way I can explain it is when you incarnated here into this reality, it happened at a certain time and place based upon the stars in the sky, because part of the one of the seven hermetic laws of Tahuti, who is a Thoth, the Egyptian god of wisdom, one of his ancient laws is as above, so below, right? So everything that's going on up there is going essentially affecting us down here because it's linked. So like the energy that the constellations have is ascribed in astrology into different characteristics. Like, for example, speaking on, like, I'm just going to speak on the energy Scorpio has because I know that the best. Scorpio, it's fall, you know, deals with death, rebirth, transformation. The Scorpio is ruled by Mars and Pluto, so anger, lust,
what?
Manipulation. It goes into the darkness. Because Pluto is also a ruling planet of EC. For all the seven planets in the solar system, they are attributed to, they correlate and correspond to the different zodiac signs. Like, for example, Sun, the actual Sun in our solar system, deals with Leo. Leo deals with family, like, and creativity and firepower, the element fire. What else was I saying? Capricorn is an earth sign. It's ruled by Saturn. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Mercury deals with communication and stuff like that. So it's the reason, like I said, why I love astrology is because it shows us what we're going through. You know what I'm saying? And it's a science behind it.
Oh, so astrology is the study of space, of the solar system.
That's astronomy.
Astronomy, that's what it was. Yeah. I was like, astrology, I knew. Okay, astronomy is different.
And astronomy, it sounds the same, but it's different. Like,
okay.
What I'm into is astrology, and that's dealing with like the energies of people based upon the
study of the energy of people. Okay.
And it still correlates with, you know,
the planets. Yeah, the solar system. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
So, astro.
And that's like a whole other conversation. That's like a whole other conversation. Like, we could literally take weeks to talk about astrology.
Yeah.
like that people actually have podcasts and stuff on them.
Oh, I bet. Like, do you listen to it?
Yeah, because
that's
let
awesome.
Me tell you, like, for example, Venus, the planet Venus represents love, beauty, experiencing the finer things in life, and Venus rules Libra, Taurus, and Virgo because they're all earth signs. So when you understand the Venus energy and stuff, it gives you under, like, for example, alright, everybody has a Venus, right? My Venus, based upon my astrology chart, because everybody's chart is different when you know, look up your astrology chart. My Venus, when I was born, was placed in Capricorn. So, what does that mean? That means that's how I express my affection for women and my love. So what does that mean? You have to look at what Capricorn represents. Capricorn's ruled by Saturn. Saturn's a late rewarder. That's what it represents. Like, you have to work hard. People that have a lot of Capricorn are hard workers. I got a lot of Capricorn in my chart. So, like, they're stubborn, too. Like I don't, like, for example, what does that mean, having Venus in Capricorn? I still haven't answered that question. What it means is, like, I don't tell, like, if one, like, you know how some people openly, like, you look good, or, like, They'll openly express how they feel towards a woman, like, verbally. I don't do that. Like, it's like, I kind of hold back. Like, you know what I'm saying? But when I do express my love, it's genuine and it's original. Like, and everybody's Venus placement is different. And then you just have to see where it's placed. And then there's different interpretations from different people on what it means to have your Venus in a different sign or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely, I love astrology.
I need another chair, man. This is embarrassing. Not only embarrassing, uncomfortable. I wish I fucking had a chair, man. I guess I could put this one.
Is it your safe one from inside?
Well, those are tall, and I hate them because my feet don't touch the ground because I'm so short. There you go. Look at that. Maylee would be pissing me right now because she'd be like, oh my God, they peed on it. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, need a pillow. Man. No, but to go to what you were saying, man, I'm sorry. I got a little distracted. I don't know any, like, that's, you're just taking me to another realm, so honestly, I don't really have much of a, any knowledge to give my feedback on that, but other than, like, natural feedback, like, of, I'm impressed, you know, like, I'm in shock as to what you just said, like, the amount of content that you just displayed, and I want you to know that everything that I do is always with good intent, man, and you said you already got that energy, okay, so, I hope you don't mind. We can edit it if you want. I had been recording the whole time, so we got all of that. But we can keep going, and I can introduce you, and we can get this going, or we can edit and start over. It's up to you, because I didn't tell you, but I figured I wanted it genuine. I didn't want you to feel the pressure of the record button. I wanted you to be relaxed.
Either way, it doesn't matter to me. All
right, well, we're going to keep it, and let me double check. We are at 11 minutes of conversation. We're out here at my house on Bonneville Court, Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome back, everybody. El Proceso is now in session. Life is a book. And on this page, I have one of the most astonishing experiences, full of different topics that I'm not very familiar with. But I want to introduce on the podcast a very a special young man that I'm coming to realize has a way, way deeper mentality and wisdom that not a lot of people have this day. I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I asked you to do this podcast. And I think, I'm not kidding, I'll say it on this, on like me personally, from what I just talked, not just that conversation, but our experience from day one to now, I've come to realize that you're different, man. You're like, I see, like, I don't know, man. Not only do I see Kaepernick, but I see a legend, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
I see a legend, bro. Like, this is like I said, I do this podcast for networking. This is the kind of network I'm talking about. Like, for me, like, just imagine where our relationship could be in 10 years if we continue to be friends from now on. So, that's real, bro. Like, I appreciate what you say. I'm glad you're opening up and you have, you know, you trust me. But I'd like to introduce Mr. John the Scorpio.
Peace. What's up, world?
Give him a shout out, dog. What you know about it, huh? No, we're, I enjoy your presence, man. I enjoy being around you. That was like, you get a good vibe. And we work at Brio together. So that kind of, we're seeing each other all the time. But Why can't, and that just gives me another point. Why can't, if we are in a, like, people don't network in the right places. They're looking for, like, they don't realize how easy some things come. They're trying to, like, find opportunities and go out here and there and trying to do all this extra. And they don't, like, for example, if I had a business and I'm like, hey, I'm going to go, let's go look for business in Fayetteville and I live in Raleigh. You're like, wait, why don't we just look for work in Raleigh if we live in Raleigh, right? So, like, trying to reach out extra when you could just go right here. If you're at work and you have 15 people you work with, why not meet all of them and you find an opportunity? You never know what they know. You never know who they know.
Right. You know.
And they're so close. We see them every day. Every single day. You're at work. People don't, like, literally nobody takes the time to talk to you just because of the position you're in. It's kind of a weird power play. And I don't understand why people are that way. But they don't appreciate the dishwasher as up to par as the amount of work, or not the amount of work, but I guess the style of work, you know? They don't appreciate dishwashing. And I don't look at it that way, but when nobody takes the time to talk to you, I mean, I guess...
It's because there's like a social barrier in the work environment, and few people such as yourself are willing to break that social barrier and kind of put their neck out there and say, hey, I understand we're in two separate sides of work, but my name is such and such, your name is such and such. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Kick it off. I think if there was more of that, that would be a lot rewarding to those who would break that barrier. But it's really based upon that person's mind frame at a certain time, you know, because not everybody's going to be willing to put...
And you never know what they're going through, and you never know what's going on. You can't, like, base that. That's kind of... That kind of depends. It's all circumstances. There's a lot of factors, but that's just anything, you know? It's like... I just... That's what, like, the process... What this is about. It's the process of networking. And I just want everybody I get on the show, I want to just show them the power of networking, because, like, just imagine us two knowing each other. And like, not only... Like, with each other's journey, we can do more than, like, repeat episodes, you know what I'm saying? And you can come back, and you can talk about your process of your journey and how networking, like, for example, let's say you're a recording artist.
Right
here. You know, you got your stuff on SoundCloud, you're on YouTube, John the Scorpio, and it's like J-O-H-N, the Scorpio, the horoscope, and people can look you up, and, you know, we're actually going to, like, you could even get on your phone right now and start making your profile on Instagram. Just go download Instagram and download it, and then make your account and put a name and put a picture, and then start your page, like, right now as we're doing the podcast.
I have that. I just don't... I'm not actively on Instagram.
Oh, so you just need... Okay, so this is where I think I could come in. If I could jump on the social media and be the push.
Right, right.
Like, because you know what I'm saying? For just, free.
Yeah. That would be great.
Because you know what I'm saying?
I've just never been one to be drawn to social media like that.
But pretty much, I'd be like working for you, bro. Like, that's what it'd be. Like, that, as the artist, you're the CEO. You better remember that. 100%. Always. And I have another episode that you guys can check out. It's called the... fuck. I lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
We'll come back. We were talking about...
Come on. What was I saying? Diva, Scooby, come here. I got my puppies out here. We're on the back porch. That's why the people that are audience are probably listening to the traffic and the crickets. Yeah. They're listening to everything when the loud beeps, the sirens. Mm-hmm. They probably hear it. So I wanted to describe a little, you know, a picture, an image right here of my puppies. We got little Diva. You guys can see it on my Snapchat, D-0513. I post them all the time, bro. I post my puppies all the time. This is Scooby. Okay. This is my first dog. He's a year and a half, and this is Diva. She's a few months old. We just bought her. And they're our little babies, and they're both Shih Tzus. Cute little puppies, huh? So I see you're not a dog person.
I like pit bulls and Dobermans. It's my favorite.
They're your favorite dogs? But all dogs are the same to me, no? I love all dogs. Every single dog I meet, I love.
And the fluffheads.
They're so fluffy, man. But anyways... It's just like the process of networking, right? I'll pick back up on there. Me and you, we can continue to know each other, continue to work together, and as you, like, you make your Instagram, and maybe I can help you promote and be that marketing for you, and we can start building, like, a partnership together kind of deal, and just building it up and see what happens, you know what I'm saying? But
sure.
But I just think I want to do that, but for, like, multiple artists, and just be, like, it's almost like a manager kind of, but not really, you know what I'm saying? But I've got, like, I'm not saying I want to be a manager. I'm just saying, like, it kind of seems that way. It's like a PR, right?
Yeah.
So I got a degree in PR, and I'm not putting it into place. And I'm like, for some reason, they make me think that I have to start from the bottom and work at the newspaper and work my way up. But I'm like, in all reality, I don't have to do that. I can just start now and be, like, PR for people. You know what I'm saying?
You're coming in and you're helping compensate for some people's lack of skill in one department, such as networking, where... you both can come together and make something mutual. Both blossom.
Exactly.
And
it'd be mutually beneficial.
Right.
So I think it's dope, man. And right now, I have three recording artists, including you, that I'm going to start the base of. And I'm going to, that's my three first clients. And I'm going to just run all three for free and post as much stuff. And we'll be working together. We'll make appointments. And I want to do it. And it's my first three clients, but it's going to be free for a year. After a year, we'll see what all three progress is.
Right.
But I would also like to include collabs between the three, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think that'd be dope, you know? But I understand that. I think it'd be mutually beneficial, like you said. I understand some people are kind of iffy about recording with other people. They don't know their style, this and that. I think collabs are amazing because you mix audiences, you know, and you network, you know, and I could put that together. I would be the person bringing it together, right? So I'd be doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
And then record together, and then he also sells beats. If you were looking for a beat, he leases them and he sells them full ownership. And you know, he's awesome. And then I have another guy, he cuts my hair right here in Northeast. His name is Leek though, and I'm gonna tag him on this so he can see it when I post it on Instagram, and I'm gonna get your Instagram too and get you guys tagged together. But he's, so you can see his stuff, you know what I'm saying? He can see your stuff.
Right.
I'll send him your stuff, and then you guys can just see and just play with it. I think it'd be amazing to do collabs, and if I could manage that, that would be amazing for me. I feel like that would be like, that's literally what I feel like I should do for the rest of my life. I'm not kidding. Like, I feel that, like, that's the funnest thing ever. So I finally feel like I found something that I could, like, jump at and just go full balls to the wall, because at the end of the day, I'll be okay with the worst, which is not making it, because I would still be doing what I love. Because
right.
I'd be happy doing it, you know?
Right.
And then I'd build that happiness to growth, as opposed to starting with money to build happiness. I don't know, man. I think there's an opportunity here for me and you.
I would agree.
But it's
I'm excited, man.
It's a good time, man. It's a good time to be alive.
It's time for the world to hear John the Scorpio.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. The world needs to hear you, bro.
Right. Not just one region, but the whole world.
Of course, man. And you know, you can even target ads in people. Look, I've thought about this for a while, bro. And I was going to see what you thought about this.
There's different ways to promote your music.
Yeah, I know.
Like, in the past, yeah. I used, I rock with Thizzler on the Roof. Have you ever heard of Thizzler? It's a Bay Area music outlet platform for local artists in that area, like Sacramento, Oakland, Richmond, Vallejo.
You lived in California before?
No, but that's like the demographic that appeals to the music that I make. Like, that's the type of beats I'm hopping off from artists from that area. That's the type of music that inspires me. So there's this, that company, Thizzler. You send your money out to them. It's like $150. You send your song. And then they put it on their website. They have a YouTube, a SoundCloud, and like you'll see instant results. Like my first song, I got published, or not published, but
released,
promoted through, yeah, Thizzler, got 1,000 plus plays the next day. You know.
Okay.
So shout out to Thizzler.
Okay, I never even heard of that. Well, I'm gonna look into that. And
yeah, you can, yeah, find a lot. I find a lot of new dope artists listening to Thizzler.
Thizzler. Okay.
On the Roof.
On the Roof.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell those two guys. Yeah, man, that's awesome, man. But how's your journey been like when you started? Like, so you have, how many songs do you have total on SoundCloud available?
Right now I have about 51 songs in my catalog.
Very nice. 51, that's a good number, man. So yeah, ranging, from day one.
Ranging from currently now back to 2014, that's when I first started.
Very nice. How old are you?
28.
28. Very,
yes,
nice.
29 next month.
Very nice. Very nice, man. What are you going to do for your birthday?
You know, eat good. Probably go to Conky. Smoke hella weed.
Hey.
Try to get some pussy, you know.
Oh.
Line something up.
Ah.
We'll see.
You already know what it is.
We'll see.
Good for you, man. Good for you. That sounds good. But it's a... I think it's good, man. John the Scorpio, look him up, man. You can. He's got a good catalog from day one. Tell me how your journey has been, though. Like, what is, like, with making music, your creativity, like, your ideas, like, how's that coming? Like, where's your engine coming from?
Where am I getting my inspiration from?
Yeah.
I get a lot of my inspiration from other artists that I listen to.
Yeah, listen to. That's, yeah, awesome.
You know, Mozzie. Yeah.
Mozzie.
Jay Stylin. SOBRBE. The list goes on. I Am Sue, Young X.
Oh.
Tons of artists out there that's got...
Fire.
Fire, yeah. They're just inspired. Or...
Russ.
Or just hearing a beat.
I listen to Russ, I fucking go nuts, man. I relate with that shit.
I've heard of Russ. I'm not really too familiar with his music.
He's been grinding, bro.
I got...
2000 and like fucking, I don't know, 5.
I'm familiar with one song he's got called What They Know.
But yeah, it's called What They Want.
What They Want.
Yeah, that's like his mainstream one. He's, right, had a mainstream, but he's got a 10-year catalog.
Right.
He's got 11 albums. So, like, he's got some gems. He's got bars. and he's really real, and he's not the standard. Like, he's a white guy with long hair that hangs out with Nigerians. Like, that's just how it was. I'm sorry, baby.
I guess the dogs wanted some Coronas.
How is your Corona? How's your Corona?
It's good. I just forgot it was there, so they reminded me.
It's all good. Oh, it's boobies, baby. Diva's a good bitch, también. Y'all ready to go inside? Come on. Órale. So what are you currently working on? You got a song you're trying to put out right now?
Actually, I was supposed to go to the studio tonight to record a reggae song.
Really?
Right. And fortunately, the engineer is having some technical difficulties with his equipment, so it looks like I might have to reschedule that for another time, unless I could somehow download the beat onto a flash drive and give it to him, and then maybe I might still be able to record it tonight. But yeah, bro, I typically make like R&B-based music, which is like a mixture of like R&B and hip hop. So to do this reggae track is kind of something new. That's why like I was really looking forward to it. But be on the lookout for it. It's on the way.
Good, man. Always working on something. Mm-hmm. And so tell me something that you, what do you aspire to be, man?
The greatest version of myself that I could possibly be.
Wow. That's good, man. To the point. Man. It's a beautiful evening. It feels amazing. It feels really good, man. But I love this view too, man. I really enjoy this. Dope. And I say that all the time, but what is the most positive thing you've seen recently, like that was just out of the ordinary, something you noticed that you were like, wow, like, just, I don't know, the good, like, I want to see something good, like, what is something good you've noticed? Not bad, I want to talk about some good.
Most positive thing I've noticed today.
Yeah, today. Let's say today.
Probably what I did for my friend, which was I volunteered to clean up the house for him. You know what I'm saying? Which I do anyway.
Clean up his house?
Or clean up the area that I was in.
Oh, I feel you. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
It wasn't my mess that I left. It was just, you know.
Yeah, you're just around. You're just helping. Yeah. You're just
I tidied up
service oriented.
Right. I didn't have to do any of that, but I felt the need to.
Yeah.
So I did it.
Good, man. So I'm glad that the most positive thing is something you did, man. That's awesome. And I feel the same way, man. I love I just love encouraging people and seeing smiles, you know. And it's kind of like my responsibility in a sense, especially because I deal with it myself, man. I'm gonna be vulnerable here. Like, you know, everybody's got their own issues, and I understand that. Like, but for me, it's almost like a boomerang. Like, almost the worse it gets, the more positivity I push out. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, because, like, not that it's going bad. Like, I don't have any health issues, you know, or my family. Like, that's, I'm grateful for that. You know, we have plenty of work. It's not that. It's just kind of like personal issues between family. And it's like, just this, my brother, you know, is kind of like being this little rebellious, kind of like going against the norm, but in a very like rude manner, and just not very like, not really, you know, like, I've always looked at my parents as a gift, you know, like, because they've always given us everything. We've always, like, they've always worked for us, and we've always had like food, and we were there, you know. They were supportive, they did what we needed, they were there, they, you know, they fed us, clothed us, but good, and they, you know, spoiled us. But what I mean by that is that my brother kind of like feels this weird comparison, like, people, because I was the oldest, I only have one younger sibling, that's it, he's 18.
I have a brother who's 2 years younger.
2 years. So when me and my brother, it's like, we bump heads because he feels like people compare him to me all the time, and they do, but like he takes it personal and he's like trying to be his own thing, but he, I don't know, like he...
Does he live around this area?
He's actually living with our parents, with my parents at on the Outer Banks. They live on the beach.
Okay.
And 3 hours from here. So I go down there on the weekends to visit them to work. Remember I told you my mom's landscaping?
Right, right.
So when I go down there to help, he's there, and he's like, I don't know, like he's been in and out of the business, like working there and not working there. He's working with my uncle. My uncle's like thinking about firing him. He's already lost his job like 4 different times. He just got a possession charge, and he's just like bullshitting, not paying his, like he moved out of my mom's house and was paying his bills, and then he was just ended up, his car was messing up and he wasn't able to go to work. So he ended up moving back with my mom because he wasn't able to go to work, and he had to quit, like he just stopped going to his jobs, and he just had to go, he just moved back in with my mom, and he was paying his bills there. But since his car broke down, he had to go back to my mom, and then he ended up not even, she told him he had to pay rent at least a little bit, and she gave him half of what he was paying for the trailer where he was at, and he's like not making the payments, he's just disregarding it, and just being like kind of weird and pushy, and like I'm just here because of my dog. He has a dog, and he can't have, like, one of the biggest reasons he said that he moved back in was because the place he could stay, they wouldn't allow dogs, so my mom was the only one that could keep it, so he wanted to stay with his dog. And he, like, tells it in her face, like, I'm only here for my dog. I don't really care about y'all. Like, but he's there, but he doesn't move out. And he's being very rejectful. And it's, like, kind of weird. And that's, like, the hardest thing I'm going through right now. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, I pushed through that so much because how is it that my younger, like, he told me, he admitted that he does look up to me, and I felt great. But he says sometimes he likes to do his own thing, and I'm like, I respect that. I've always tried to be supportive, but because our father wasn't in our life, I've kind of took that role as a father from a young age, and it's kind of hard for us to see eye to eye as brothers because there's always that relationship that he perceives me as like a father, and he doesn't take anything. He takes everything so personal as a son as opposed to a brother. Like, if I fuck around, you're supposed to brush it off because we're brothers. But if, like, your dad says, it's kind of, like, more... You know what I'm saying? He has that. He makes it. He has this perspective. Because we always grew up that way, and I'm not gonna lie. We set it up that way. Like, my mom was home. I had to be in charge. Right. So I was forced to be that, right. You know? But with that, I wasn't able to have that brotherly bond. I would try. Even playing sports, we would throw the ball. Of course I would throw the ball. I'm his older brother. Like, that's what we do. But I would get very competitive. And he wasn't able to handle that, and I didn't understand that. I was just being very competitive, and he took it as a father trying to make him better and him not wanting to. You know, he took it as weird, and I was just being competitive because I'm a man, and I have a lot of testosterone. And I was trying to be very competitive and be like, no, we got to do better. We got to go faster. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were pitching, and we were catching, and we were throwing long balls, and we were, you know, doing everything, like, to the max because I'm always that kind of person.
Right.
And I did not understand at the time that somebody else like learns differently than me, so I pushed my way not knowing his way was different, and it just, now it's pushed us apart, and now we have this weird relationship, and it's like one of the hardest things, like I don't know how to explain it, like I don't talk with this about anybody, but it's obvious, it's in my life, like anybody close to me knows it exists,
right.
But I don't talk about it.
Well, I think it's, I'm glad that you're,
I'm vulnerable, I'm being vulnerable because you were vulnerable with me,
right. I'm glad that you sharing this with me, because I know you don't have to, and I can relate to you. I have a brother.
2 years younger,
two
right?
2 years younger, yeah. Right now, me and my brother's relationship's great. We've had our times where we haven't seen eye to eye based upon my choices that I've made, because I have a record, you know? So, I mean, I could feel you, but sometimes the best thing to do
is let him be.
Is, time is the best healer.
That's
so
true.
You might need to let your brother have some time to himself to grow and to think about what he needs to do in his life. And then when the time is right, he'll come back to you.
Yeah, I know.
He'll come back to you as his older brother.
I appreciate it.
As his father figure. Because he's not going to forget that. You know? There's a lot of things that people forget, but they don't forget somebody that stepped up to fill the role of that missing father figure. So I'm pretty sure... You know, if the time's right, he'll come back to you. And,
yeah, yeah. But I hate to just lose contact, you know? Like, I have to keep it at least a little bit. But it's just rough, you know? Because every time I see him, and then, like, I see something wrong. And as a real person, like, I think a real friend is someone that if they see you do wrong, they will put it out to you bluntly. And they will tell you, you are wrong. You need to, you know? And then you give your opinion, and then you find your friendship through that. You either make it or break it, you know? And it's like...
You're a tough love?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah.
That's a perfect example.
You know, and he doesn't... We don't see eye to eye there. You know, he's just... He doesn't...
You have to understand, you're not always going to see eye to eye.
Yeah,
I don't see eye to eye with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But,
No, but what I mean is, like... Like you were saying, the energy. You know what I'm saying? The spirit.
Right.
He's a very negative spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. It's very hurt. Like, it's very hurt. And I try to talk to him. I try to be open. And I told him, let's go to therapy. I told him, like, and he's just very... He doesn't want to admit, you know, he's hurt. He's just hurt. And I can see it. And I talked to him. I'm like, just tell me what's wrong. What hurts you? What's going on? You know, and he's just being really, like, just neglectful. And he claims that it's because people compare me to him and he wants to be his own man. But I'm like, at some point you gotta move on and just be your own man and not give a fuck what people think, you know? But he's not there yet. And I'm like... What's going on? Why are you still, like, I don't know. He's just giving off, like, why would you, like, you don't have to disrespect your parents to get your point across. I don't believe in that. I think you can get things across the way I would get across with you is just talk to you. You know, you don't have to be demeaning. Like, this is a woman, like, we were, fun fact, he's 18.
Okay.
19, just turned 19.
He got out of high school.
Yep. And, yeah, exactly, so he's young.
He wants to be independent and...
Yeah, of course.
So I'll just ask
this. But he's trying to be independent, but he's still being mama's boy.
I asked this to try to get the mindset.
Yeah.
Try to put my mind into
his mindset. To his brain. Yeah.
So, yeah, I understand
that. I was raised, and I think some of the cause, honestly, is that he doesn't see eye to eye with my mom. I'm not sure, but he's got something against... I was raised, me and him were both raised by lesbian parents with my biological mother and Esperanza, which is, that actually means hope. Esperanza means hope in Spanish. So her name's Hope, her name's Esperanza, and she is like my second mother, like literally, because that's my mother's significant other, and I look up to her, like to the world and back. You know what I'm saying? She is my world, both of them. And I feel like he might not see eye to eye and he doesn't want to admit it. And I've asked him straight up, are you not okay with your parents being lesbian? Like, do you disapprove? Is this what's going on? And he just doesn't say no. He's like, no, you're crazy. That's not it.
He grew up with that situation, being in that situation?
Yeah, he was too young to even remember. She was in his life the whole time.
I think you're answering your own questions. I definitely think that has to do, that probably is.
But I've asked him and he doesn't, like, I don't know. I'm not sure if it is, because I've asked him and he doesn't say nothing. I'm like, just admit it and we can move on and talk about this, you know? And she's even gone to the point where she's moved out because of him. Like 5 or 6 years ago, she moved out and got a trailer in 10 minutes down the road. And my mom and her split because of him making turmoil and his actions. Because I was always the good one, going to school, making good grades, going to sports,
so
being a good athlete.
For your brother's well-being, right?
Yeah,
his mental and spiritual well-being.
I feel like he's just not where he should be because I'm like, dude, I see so much positive. How can you be so negative? And you're coming from the same cause. You're coming from the same thing.
If you asked to see what type of peers he's been hanging
out with. Oh, yes. Before, when we were involved with him, we were very thoughtful of who he was with. But now that he's gone on his own, he's picked a very bad crowd. And I've explained to him...
It's a reflection, probably, of his circumstances.
And I've explained to him, the people you're around... I was like, look around. If you want to be like that, then just keep doing what you're doing. But if you don't, leave them. And he still goes to the same people, and he's got the same problems as them. Because he's getting influenced. But I don't know how to get him out of the mindset of, like, leave them alone. But I can't, because it's like his friends. I'm like, they're not your friends. They don't care about you. He's always... There you go, matching... Oh, they didn't bring their bud, so they'll match another time, but use his weed for now. That kind of deal. You know?
Yeah, he just seems like he has a lot of grown-ups.
Yes, he's very immature. Extremely.
Based upon what you've been telling
me. I know you get that intuition, but he is definitely immature. Like, and I hope he hears this. He doesn't listen to my podcast, but I hope one day he hears it, because it's the truth.
Shout out to your brother.
Nestor.
And, shout out, Nestor. This is all love, brother. Caring about you and what's your best. That's all we're talking about.
True. That's facts. I'm glad, man. I like that comment. But man, I think we've had a good session. We've talked about a lot, man. I was vulnerable, you were vulnerable. We talked about each other, and we got to know each other in a really positive way. I think our relationship can only move forward from now. So in conclusion, man, I hope you guys follow my boy John the Scorpio, J-O-H-N the Scorpio. SoundCloud, YouTube, soon to be on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Spotify, you name it. Any platform, listen to his music. He's got a nice catalog, you know, got a nice, what is that, an Andrew Jackson? Is that on the 50? Is that what's on the 50? Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson,
right? No, he's on the 20. Yeah. Who's on the 50?
Ulysses S. Grant.
Huh?
I believe Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, yeah, okay. Whoever that is, I don't know who that is, but you got 50 catalog. You got a 50 song catalog, and so check them out. And we'll be working together too. I hope we get to collaborate, man. I want to work on your social media together.
Sure.
We'll make the page after this, and everybody follow J-O-H-N, the Scorpio. But anyways, man, thank you for being on the show. It was a pleasure. It really was, man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and I'm glad we got to do this live, because a lot of the times I have to do it over the phone because of distance.
Right.
So since you're local, man, it just worked out. And I actually have another one at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll be like, I just love, get it. I schedule them and it feels so good, man. It worked out today.
I appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah. A lot of people on the spontaneous won't, you know, because we talked about it yesterday, but even then, that's like one day away. You just like, we planned it, we made it happen. Like,
right.
That's, I'm business, man. I'm about business. I'm about moving things forward. And this podcast is mine, you know, and I love it. And this is, and I'm pushing it the way I want it to be pushed. And I'm, you know, getting episodes and I'm meeting people interesting like you that have a lot to offer, you know? So now you just drop some gems, and anybody that listens to it just got all the knowledge that you just put out. And with your songs, it's the same way.
Right.
You have some very diverse lyrics, and I like it, man. You really, like, I just like the rhythm and the flow of it, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Good R&B and hip-hop. Check them out. But anyways, follow me if you haven't already. Twitter, D-0513, and Instagram, D-0513. See you next time, guys. It was a pleasure.
Peace.
Peace, my boy says, please.